Number one is the Pledge of Allegiance. Can you lead us in the flag salute there?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Thank you. So we'll go to the second item, the roll call of the board of directors. Start with the Director Garcia.
Present.
Director Santana.
Here.
Director Fellow.
Here.
Director Trevino.
Here.
And Director Chavez is present as well. So let the record indicate that all directors are present. We'll go to item number four, which is the election. Item number three, which is the adoption of the agenda. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved, Trevino.
Second, Fellow.
It's been moved by Trevino, seconded by Dr. Fellow. Any discussion? If not, then let's go ahead and take a roll call vote. Director Garcia.
Aye.
Director Santana.
Aye.
Director
Aye.
Fellow. Director Trevino.
Aye.
And Director Chavez as well. That item is approved on a 5-0 vote. Then we'll go to item number four. So if I could ask the our attorney, O'Neill. Stephen, are you there?
Yes, President Chavez. This item is the election of the board officers, and by statute, the board is required to do these elections January, the first meeting in January of every odd-numbered year. And the statute that governs this says that the board president must be a board member. The vice president must be a board member. Secretary and treasurers do not need to be board members by statute, but the district's policy manual states that all of these officers, secretary and treasurer, will be board members. So you have four officers to elect. I recommend you work through each office individually. The chair can open up for nominations, and then when nomination, and then if there are no further nominations, the chair can close nominations, and then we can vote on those nominations individually. So my recommendation would be for the chair to open up. We'll start with president, I guess, that the chair can open up nominations for the presidency, and then once those nominations are concluded, the chair can close nominations, and then those nominations can be deliberated by the board. Is that a good view of the process?
Yes, thank you. So, colleagues, I would like to open up the item number one for president. Is there any nominations?
Trevino supports nominates Director Ed Chavez for president.
Hello. Thank you. Any other nominations?
Do you need a second or not?
No.
Not for nominations, no.
Okay. If there's no other nominations, I'll close nominations. And then, Mr. O'Neill, do we still take a vote on that?
Yes. Just and this is perhaps for Director Garcia, that the board can act three ways. It can act by motion, resolution, or ordinance. So right now we have entertained nominations for president, and of course I've only received one nomination, but the board still has to take action on that. So I'd recommend that someone make a motion for Director Chavez to be president, and the board can consider that motion.
I make a motion to.
But the motion has been made, Counsel.
Director Fino, I just want to say that was the nomination process. I didn't hear a motion. Now that nomination is closed for presidency, we have to act on it.
So move.
Second.
Okay. So it's moved by Trevino, seconded by Dr. Fellow to select Ed Chavez as president of the board. Is there any other discussions before we take a vote? If not, let's go ahead and take a roll call vote. Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Santana?
Aye.
Director Fellow?
Aye.
Director Trevino?
Aye.
And then Director Chavez is an aye. That passes 5-0. So congratulations, Mr. Chavez.
Yeah.
Thank you. But we'll go to item number two, which is vice president, and I'll open up the nominations for that.
Mr. Chavez, I'd like to nominate Jennifer Santana.
And I'll second that vote.
Okay. Any other nominations? If not, I'll close the nominations, and then I'll need a motion to confirm that.
So moved, Trevino.
It's been moved by fellow, seconded by Trevino, to select Jennifer Santana as our vice president of the board. Let's go ahead and take a roll call vote. Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Santana? Trevino? Director Trevino?
Aye.
And Director Chavez is an aye vote. So that item passes 5-0. So congratulations, Vice President Santana. We'll go to item number three, which is the treasurer's position. I'll open up nominations, and I would like to select Director Trevino. Nominate him. Are there any other nominations? If not, I'll close nominations, and I'll make the motion to nominate Charles Trevino as the treasurer. Is there a second?
Second, Santana.
Thank you. So we'll take a roll call vote. Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Santana?
Aye.
Director Bello?
Aye.
Director Trevino?
Aye.
Director Chavez is an aye. So that passes 5-0. Congratulations to Director Trevino. You're now the treasurer. At this time, I'll open up to item secretary of the board of directors. I'd like to open up the nominations, and I'll nominate Director Garcia. Are there any other nominations? If not, then I'll close the nominations, and we'll take a I'll go ahead and make a motion to confirm.
Second, Trevino.
Thank you. So it's been moved and seconded to select Director Garcia for Secretary of the Board. Let's please take a roll call vote. Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Fellow?
Aye.
Director Trevino?
Aye.
Director Santana?
Aye.
And Director Chavez is an aye. That item passes on a 5-0 vote. Congratulations, Director, or actually Secretary Director Garcia. On that, we'll go to item number five, which is public comments. Anyone wishing to speak before the board of directors may do so at this time. And I'll ask Christy Hawkins, do we have anybody on the line that wishes to address the board at this time?
Good morning, President Chavez. We have no hands raised, and we received no public comments for the meeting today. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. I'll go ahead and pause just for about 10 seconds if anybody else wanted to add any comments to the board.
Oh, Director, President Chavez, we do have one hand raised by Director David Muse.
Okay.
If we can
welcome David. Welcome, Director Muse.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to, since you guys did a reorg as far as your positions, I'd like to bring the information to your board of the reorg for the Valley County Water District. We had nominations and elections for president and vice president, and we also wanted to inform you of our new board member, Ralph Galvan. Currently, the vice president is Jasmine Lopez, and the new president of Valley County is me. And So a little history has been made. So just wanted to let you guys know, and thank you for the time.
Thank you. Thank you. And then do we have any more public comments? If not, then we'll move on to the agenda, which is item number 6, committee reports.
Chairman, if I can interrupt just an administrative matter. We do have two call-in attendees, and if we could ask them to identify themselves. The first is area code 562, last three digits 558. And staff, if you could unmute that phone, or they can unmute themselves. Okay, and the second one is area code 626, last three digits 292. And it looks like both those callers may have muted themselves.
Yes, they are able to talk. They need to unmute
themselves. All right, doesn't look like we're getting a response. Thank you, President Chavez.
Okay, we'll go to item number 6, which is committee reports. We have one before us that just concluded the other day or yesterday, the Government Affairs Committee reports. So, Were we able to get that in the staff briefing, or is there a report that's available?
Yesterday?
Yes.
I don't think it's in the staff briefing. It'll be on the next agenda. But yesterday we had a hearty discussion both from Washington and Sacramento about congressional legislation dealing with water and reforestation especially. In Sacramento, we've talked about the committee appointments, and happy to report that Blanca Rubio again will be on the Water Committee, and Cesar Rubio from the Insurance Committee, and that's our discussion from yesterday. You have a full report on the next agenda.
Great. Okay. We appreciate that, and then we'll go to, there's no action that needs to take place. We'll go to item number 7, which is the consent calendar. There's several items on the consent calendar. So is there a motion to approve?
So moved by Trevino.
Second by Fallon.
It's been moved by Directors Trevino, seconded by Dr. Fellow. Any discussion on those items? If not, then let's take a roll call vote. Let's go with Director Fellow.
Aye.
Let's go with Director Garcia.
Aye.
Let's go. I'm trying to remember which order that we're doing it. Let's go with Director Trevino.
Aye.
And Director Santana.
Aye.
And Director Chavez, aye. So that passes 5-0. The consent calendar has been approved. We'll go to item number 8, which no actions or discussions listed. So we'll go to item number 9, informational items. This is our press releases and newspaper articles that you may read at your leisure. That's contained in our packets. And then we'll go to item number 10, our attorney's report. Mr. O'Neill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My report will include the following matters that we addressed in the last several weeks. As you know, it's the holidays are kind of a slow time, so not a ton of activity. But we worked on with the general manager's office and Evelyn's office on the general manager's sellback of some accumulated PTO time. We also had a PRA response that we got out to Transparent California. We generated a memo on a new Assembly Bill 2151, which has to do with posting Form 700s to the district website. Communicated with the chief counsel's office at Metropolitan concerning the recent victory Metropolitan had in the Imperial Irrigation District case. Communicated with counsel for the WQA concerning our alternate position that needs to be filled, which I suspect we may address at the next meeting. That pretty much sums up our activities. Also worked on some resolutions, including the review of the tax exchange resolution that you worked on today.
Excellent. Do we have any questions for our attorney regarding his report? If not, then thank you, Mr. O'Neill. We'll go to item number 11, which are engineers report. And Mr. Johnson, are you there with us?
Yes, I am, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Congratulations to our esteemed president for being reelected. So that's great. And on the water district. On the water district.
Well, thank you. I didn't want to have to storm the water district office to get the nomination, but I appreciate the board's actions.
Yeah, great, great. And I also want to do a special congratulations to Director Santana and Director Garcia. Great job. Great to have you guys involved. So it's a fairly short engineer's report, and I wanted to say from the beginning for Director Garcia, I know you have some experience in what's going on in the water world. I'm going to give a regular report, but certainly if you ever have any questions, just let me know. I don't want to go too much detail because it kind of gets boring when I talk, but if you need more information, just let me know anytime. It's a quiet time right now, as you would all expect. We have no rain, so we have no water to move around. Replenishment's pretty much at a standstill. Our key well, with the graph that's up there, our key well, our goal is the elevation 200 mark at the ballpark key well. Our key well was measured on the 8th at 200.2, which means we're right on the minimum operating level for the basin. We don't have any water going in. We expect it to drop down below that 200 mark, and hopefully we'll get some rain and start putting some water in those spreading grounds. Just for reference, again, the historic low of our key well elevation was back in 2018. In November of 2018, it was 169.4. So we have a long way to go to get back down to that really, really low spot you'll see on the graph, but we're working on it. We're about 7/10 of a foot higher than we were the prior month. That's because some water was put into the imported water was put into the spreading grounds. But we are actually 13 feet lower than we were a year ago at the same time, and that represents about 100,000 acre feet. For reference, we pump out of the basin for all of the uses in the San Gabriel Basin of the groundwater. We pump out of the basin on the order of 200,000 acre feet. So being down 100,000 acre feet from last year, that represents about a half of what we produce. So it's a significant amount that we are lower this year than we were at the same time last year. Reservoirs up in the canyon, because we've had no rain, reservoir storage is down. We normally bring those reservoirs down this time of year anyway in anticipation of rainfall in the watershed to fill the reservoirs up, hold the water, and then bring it in and replenish the basin later. So they are down, but we don't have any rain to fill up right now. We're down. The capacity of storage in our canyon is about 83,000 acre feet. We are sitting now with only about 14,000 acre feet. So that's how low we are up in the canyon. Minimum pool's about 11, so they don't let it go past minimum pool because they have to keep things wet, the valves and things wet up there. But that's where we are. There's really no water available in our canyon to spread in the basin right now, but that's where we are. No water is being spread in this last month, imported water from the waters that was prior, in the prior month that we spread the water. Rainfall, as I pointed out, not very good. Putting Stone Dam, we're sitting about a third of long-term average right now with only a couple of inches recorded. L.A. Civic Center, they're doing a little better. They're at about almost 50% of long-term average because they got 2 inches, but their long-term average is less for this time of year. Lastly, water quality, primarily for Director Torvino, Director. December 12th. Sampled under the Title 22 program. This is water quality in the basin to meet state health department requirements. So December, 12 wells were sampled. In November, 72 wells were sampled. The variation in sampling each month is on a regular schedule for different wells for different types of water quality sampling. So you'll see high months and low months that go on. And we receive no notifications of wells being shut down due to water quality issues. And that's all I have. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
And Steve, if I may, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, please.
The Title 22 report is one of the highlights of your report, Steve.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions from directors?
President, I have no questions, but I did have a comment.
Absolutely.
I just wanted to highlight, can we bring that graph back up here? Ruben? Thanks. I just wanted to highlight the huge difference between the natural key well right now and the imported water. So we are very reliant right now on that imported water. I know Upper District did some great work in getting a lot of that water down here recently. So it turns out we really did need it.
Very good point. Very good point. Just to make sure, I think, Director Garcia, you understand this already, but the lower line is where we would be without imported water. So she's identifying the difference between those lines is all imported water. So it's a very good point.
Mr. Chairman, if I can make a comment on that.
Yes, Director Trevino.
I also want to, you know, as you said, Director Santana, it's very important to note that. But I want to also give acknowledgement and kudos to Watermaster and Tom Love because of their negotiations with Metropolitan Water District. I think that's made a tremendous difference, and the fact that we are able to be where we're at right now in the key well because of those negotiations, and we will continue to work with Metropolitan to bring water into our basin. So, but I just want to make sure that Tom, Watermaster, and Steve get some acknowledgement for that. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other discussions, questions for our engineer? If not, then thank you, Mr. Johnson, and we'll move to item number 12, the general manager's report. Mr. Love.
Yeah, a couple of things to add to the written report, which you have in your package. So we're continuing to work on the building renovation design with the architect. And one of the first steps we're planning to take, we've discussed this with the committee over the fall, is to issue a contract for demolition on the interior. This is to really tear into the walls and ceilings and give the architect an opportunity to see what's behind there, the structural, the mechanical, and this work will need to be done anyway. We plan to issue an advertisement for bids on that on Friday, and we will receive the responses to those bids the last Friday of January. And so we're moving ahead with that. Also, during the holidays, it was a little slow here in the office, so we took advantage of that and are starting to plan and organize our transition from this office to the new office. There's a lot of documents. We got documents in storage, documents in filing cabinets, and starting to organize our transition and move, even though that may be many months away. There's a lot of work to do, so we're starting that process now. The other thing, and it seems, I don't know what it seems like, but to say that anything related to COVID starts to seem routine, I haven't reported on the office status for a while, but I did want to let the directors know that since about Thanksgiving and with the county's enhanced shutdown orders, we have really reduced the amount of staff in the office at any one time. And that's continuing to work effectively. We typically have no more than one or two staff in at any one time. Sometimes there's a few more, but we organize it so that their location within in the office is as separated as we can keep it. And that's worked effectively as well. Productivity remains high, and we'll continue in that mode until we see some relaxations or decline in the restrictions in LA County. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Any questions or comments to our general manager?
President Tom, can I just ask you, is it 100% that the economic partnership will be moving into the building also?
I just sent them a letter of intent on Monday to essentially indicate both our and their intent to begin negotiations in good faith. I wouldn't say it's 100%, but I think there's a really good probability. Bill Manis, their executive director, has indicated to me that this has risen to the very top. They're not really looking at any other properties right now. So it's a very, very high likelihood.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments from directors? If not, then we'll go ahead and thank you, Mr. Love. We'll go ahead and go to item number 13, which is the Metropolitan Report. It's there in our packet, but Director Trevino, do you need to add anything to that report?
I apologize, Director Trevino, but I did want to announce yesterday at the Metropolitan Board meeting, they held the election for, I guess you would call it the at-large executive committee members. These are the executive committee members that aren't chairs of the other committees. And Director Trevino was elected, re-elected, I should say, to the executive committee of the Metropolitan Board yesterday.
Well, congratulations, sir.
Well, I just want to comment that I really feel very honored because my colleagues have chosen to reelect me to a 2-year term on the executive board with 58% of the vote on the first round. So I feel I'm very honored and humbled by the trust that my colleagues on the Metropolitan Board have placed in me. And I will continue to represent the San Gabriel Valley and Upper District to the best of my ability. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions on my report by any by anybody?
If not, then we'll go ahead and move to item number 14, which is the water quality report. That that was sent to you, I guess, as a supplemental report. If anybody has any questions, we're available to answer that. If not, then we'll just move to item number 15, Water Master Report. We have two representatives on that board. So is there anything to add to that?
Yes, Mr. President. The board is the information is in the packet. I just want to emphasize they did have an election of officers, and Linda Noriega, who has done a very impressive job as president of chairman of the Water Master, was reelected unanimously, and very happy about that. And I'm sure she will do an even better job if she can this semester or this year.
Semester.
Very impressive. Still at the university.
I know. Me too.
Been a very impressive president, and I've enjoyed working with her. Thank you.
Thank you, and congratulations, Linda. I know you're with us today, and you've done a terrific job, not only there, but on the WQA as well. Congratulations. Anybody else need to report anything on Water Master? If not, then we'll go to item number 16, which is AB 1234 compliance report. That's in our packet. I don't think there's anything to add to that. So we'll go to item number 17, director's comments, and we'll start with our great director and Dr. Anthony Fellow.
Thank you very much. Just one thing I'd like you to do today is I'd like to adjourn in memory of Joanne Montgomery of Monrovia. Joanne was a very important, impressive member of the Monrovia community. Perhaps she's been called the queen of Monrovia. And she was trustee at Citrus College. And unfortunately, the day before her term ended, she did die. And she couldn't be there to welcome Marianne Lutz of Monrovia as a new trustee, but she shall be missed. A wonderful woman. And I'd like to adjourn in memory of her today. Thank you.
Absolutely. Please give us, give them our best from the board and our condolences. We'll go to our new secretary of the board, Director Garcia.
I don't really have any comments other than I love hearing from our Government Affairs Committee about how amazing all the amazing things we're doing in the community. And it just makes me so proud to hear about it. So again, I'm always just so impressed with how many all the amazing things that are happening with our staff. So that's it.
Thank you. We'll go to our treasurer of the board, Director Trevino. Comments?
I have nothing to at this time, Mr. President.
Thank you. Vice President Santana?
Thanks. Yes, I did have a couple of things, actually. So putting on my scientist hat, I know that we have the new Biden administration coming in, and we've been really on top here of the valley, on top of the PFAS contamination. There is a Biden commitment to tackle PFAS pollution by designating PFAS as a hazardous substance and accelerating toxicity studies and research. So if they do designate that as a toxic substance, then that could impact our funding and our policies, and we really should pay attention to that for potential funding for cleanup. A second contaminant that we might want to pay attention to is 1,4-dioxane, which is found in laundry detergents, which the EPA could revisit. And then moving on to thank you, first of all, to the board members for your nomination and appointing me as the vice president. And I have been kind of reviewing some of Robert's rules lately and enjoying seeing all of that stuff. And given our current climate of civil unrest, I wanted to quote Mr. Henry Martin Robert on this fun little quote here. "The greatest lesson for democracies to learn is for the majority to give to the minority a full free opportunity to present their side of the case, and then for the minority, having failed to win a majority to their views, gracefully to submit and to recognize the action as that of the entire organization and cheerfully to assist in carrying it out until they can secure its repeal." So just wanted to share that.
Thank you. Very nice. Okay, and then my comments, probably two. Just to let Stephen Johnson off the hook, I don't think he's related to President Andrew Johnson, but what's going on right now where the current president is not going to attend President-elect Biden's inauguration, it was President Johnson in 1869 who was the last president not to attend an inauguration, and in that time was Ulysses Grant's inauguration as the 18th president. So we're making history again. On another note, I also want to adjourn in memory of Flora Wall, who was or still is, and it was my mom's sister, who passed away a couple of days ago. She was 95 years old. My mother, who's still alive, along with another sister, are the last of their families to survive this long. But I want to adjourn in memory of Flora Wall, who grew up and was raised and served many, many years in the city of Baldwin Park. Her husband, my uncle, was the postmaster in the Baldwin Park area and knew every resident in the city of Baldwin Park. So I'd like to adjourn in her memory as well. With that, we'll go to item number 18, future agenda items. As president, just wanted to announce that I will be making some updates and changes on the committee assignments. I will still adhere to my decision of not serving as chair of any of the committees and allowing the directors to fulfill that role. So that will be done later on this afternoon. I'll talk to our general manager to get that information out to all the directors. And then is there any other future agenda items that the board wish to add?
Yes, Mr. President, I have two. One is I'd like to put on the agenda the times for the meetings. I know some of us are teachers, and I may have a conflict in February and March. So I'd like us to discuss perhaps moving our meetings to 8 o'clock on Wednesdays. And I also, and this, I'd like to have Tom Love chime in. You know, I've been for a long time, and my goal since coming on the board has been to build a museum for children dealing with water. And I have been on the head, I'm right now president of the San Gabriel Valley Discovery Center, which has gone nowhere. And this, Tom, this committee was supposed to collapse. It was supposed to end, and we were going to give all the money we have to Hilda Solis, and since Gloria Molina put a lot of money in, I think. But I'd like to, if you have some time, to call the person in charge and see when we're going to sign the documents to end this committee, which has to be done. And we keep putting it off for some reason. It's been a year. And I'd like the president to think about whether a subcommittee under the Communications and Government Affairs Committee to think about education and maybe our desire to build a, and we've talked about it, a discovery center, perhaps in the Angeles National Forest as it becomes a national monument. And so those are the two things I'd like to talk about. Thank you.
Okay, so we'll put those as discussion items at our next board meeting. We'll go ahead to Aussie's attorney. There's no items for a closed session today? Stephen O'Neill?
Correct, Mr. Chair. That's correct, Mr. Chair.
Okay, so we'll skip that. Mr. Love, is there any further business that we need to dispense with?
Not at this meeting. I do want to let the board know at our next meeting on January 27th, we will be presenting the checks for the grants which approved in December, as well as there will be the appointment. The board will be voting on appointments of the upper district representatives to various organizations and associations at the next meeting. And Christy will be sending you the current list, so you can review that. Indicate, you know, decide what way of interest in advance of making those decisions.
Absolutely. Okay. If there's no further business before the board, I want to thank and congratulate everyone and thank everyone for the attendance, including the public. And with that, we'll go ahead and adjourn. Thank you.